So today, Rory Bremner and Alison Gunn, two of Britain's most famous impressionists, are going to teach me, I hope, how to be an impressionist. You chose Dara.
I chose Dara, yeah.
Okay.
It's difficult as a man. Aging is no picnic for us, ladies.
Yeah. Why did you choose Dara?
I chose Dara really because there's an awful lot of things to pick up on. But with Dara, you got so many things at a pace, but also you got this incredible thing with Dara. He stretches out words and also some of the things you're going to
do. And the volume changes.
Volume changes a lot.
They're doing something odd with your tongue as you produce this.
I suppose so. I hadn't really ever thought about that. Oh. Yeah. Most people do everything that they're going to do in about 45 seconds.
Okay.
Two sentences. That's all you need. If you're going to do a Dara routine, then you need to look at the structure
of
the routine.
He's all hands, isn't he?
I wrote a routine a while ago and I thought, this is a good routine, but if I did it as Andy Parsons, it's even better. So when you're doing Andy, who's a contemporary of his, you realise there's certain ways he'll have of structuring something and he'll take it a bit further and a bit further and a bit further still. And you realise that there you go, in what was that, 35 seconds? You've got every kind of Andy Parsons routine.
Completely, yeah.
The thing that my old comedy producer, Charlie Hanson, who's a sort of comedy genius, really, producer, he said to me on our show, and he had a very interesting voice himself, which I will now do, but he said, the thing is, you've got to choose people who, if people don't know them, their voice makes them laugh anyway.
Mm-hmm. You must see people coming through and hope they're going to...
I've done Skinner for a long time, but I did a routine a while ago, and it started off with the words, I'm not sure, and this I'm not sure got a bigger laugh than the bloody joke because they just had heard him say, I'm not sure. And they knew that sure was really well observed black country pronunciation of sure. And I thought, why are you laughing more at that than the joke? I worked hard on the joke. That was just natural. Boris, when I started to do him, I leapt at it. But then I noticed after a while how he loves an ooh sound. And so I started to try and find, you know, whenever I could, what he was doing. Was anything with an oo, you know, let's talk to you.
Yeah.
It's the character, it's the thought. And you think Dara he'll take his time. Andy Murray will, you know, think about things before he says them. Boris even, you know, is composing as he goes and selecting these beautiful, you know, words, picking them like plums from a tree. You see the thought, you see the person, and the face follows as well. And you go, oh my God, it's that person. Mm. And that for me is the beauty of the whole thing. But ultimately, is it going to make people laugh? That's really the thing. Does it make you laugh?
Pygmalion by me, George Bernard Shaw. Episode 1.
What's that? That ain't proper writing. I can't read that.
Well, I can. Cheer up, Captain, and buy a flare off a poor girl.
I've a right to be here if I like, same as you.
A woman who utters such depressing and disgusting sounds has no right to be anywhere, no right to live. Remember that you are a human being with a soul and the divine gift of articulate speech. That your native language is the language of Shakespeare and Milton and the Bible. And don't sit there crooning like a bilious pigeon. Oh, heavens, what a sound. Ow!